inclement weather disrupts travel for the Upper Lynn Canal, and the Skagway Assembly considers adding a question about port improvements to the March special election ballot. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. High winds and heavy seas in the Upper Lynn Canal are foiling travel plans this weekend. It's no polar vortex, but the Leconte is canceled through Sunday and most flights are grounded. Claire Strempel has more.
At the Haines Airport, wind is gusting. That's true throughout the Upper Lynn Canal. It's hampering transportation. Alaska Seaplanes canceled all their flights out of Juneau Friday. Carl Ramseth, the general manager, says winds exceed their limits.
Operationally, we have different cutoffs for different areas with peak winds, and in Lynn Canal, when the wind is gusting above 60 knots at Elder Drac, that is a cutoff point for us. Actually, all of our planes have stayed inside the hangars today here in Juneau.
Ramseth says high winds and turbulence make flights too uncomfortable for their passengers and crew. They canceled 45 flights this Friday.
It's just part of aviation here in Southeast. In an annual basis, there's probably about 20% of our flights are affected by weather cancellation.
Ramseth says high winds and turbulence make flights too uncomfortable for their passengers and crew. He says they canceled about 45 flights Friday. He's hoping the wind will slow down so they can get flights in the air this weekend. The Leconte is canceled this Friday as well. Captains decided it was safest not to make any sailings because of storm-force winds, 12-foot seas, and heavy freezing spray. National Weather Service forecaster Wes Adkins in Juneau says there is a storm warning in effect through tonight.
For sustained winds of around 50 knots, with gusts a lot higher. And some of these gusts that we have seen are probably approaching 70 knots plus. So, you know, in order to translate that into miles an hour, that's probably at least 80 miles an hour, if not a little more.
Harris Air is flying between Juneau and Haines, despite the gusts. Resident Brian Elliott was on a morning flight.
It's hard to describe. I mean, I've been flying Lynn Canal for 22 years, and it was by far the roughest flight I've ever been on.
Elliott says he trusts the pilot and the plane, a Piper Navajo, 100%. But he says he's glad to be back on the ground.
Would I do it again? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I'm still kind of shaking. I've been on the ground for a couple hours now. My seatbelt was cinched as tight as it can go, and I was just, I double wrapped it on my hand just to grab onto something, because it's just like you're putting yourself in the spin cycle, and you don't know when it's going to end.
High winds are affecting travel on the roads as well. There is a wind chill advisory on the Klondike Highway. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad expressed concerns about a recent appraisal that could increase the amount the company pays in rent to the municipality of Skagway. Horan and Company carried out appraisals of the municipality's coastal lands in years past. These appraisals are used to determine the rent that White Pass pays to the municipality to lease its coastal land. The rent is calculated at 6% of the most current appraised value of the land. In 2018, Horan and Company valued the city's uplands at $2.2 million. Over the summer, the municipality hired Integra Realty Resources to review the appraisal. The realty firm found that Horan and Company did not account for the value added by improvements that have been made to the land over the years. The municipality paid Integra to carry out its own appraisal of the tidelands. The Integra appraisal found the municipality's land is worth $14.7 million. That's over six times the amount that Horan and Company valued the land at. If the Integra appraisal were approved, the annual rent by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad would increase by about $700,000. In a letter to the Skagway Borough Assembly, White Pass President Bob Berto stated Integra's assessment was inaccurate. He writes that the property has always been appraised without considering changes that have been made to the land since the lease was drafted in 1968. Berto went on to say that the Skagway Borough has consistently approved Horan and Company's appraisals and implemented rental adjustments accordingly. Alan Safer and Kim Wald of Integra Realty Resources defended their firm's appraisal in a letter to Borough Clerk Emily Deitch. They say that nothing in the original lease agreement prevents considering improvements to the land when creating an appraisal. At this time, the Assembly has not approved an appraisal to determine the rent for the land it leases to White Pass. The municipality of Skagway will hold a special election for mayor in March. The winner of the election will serve the remainder of the current mayoral term, which ends in October. However, that may not be the only issue at stake this election. The municipality may add an advisory question to the ballot concerning improvements to the port. At a meeting next week, the Skagway Borough Assembly will discuss a resolution to include a question about using municipal funds to pay for a floating dock. If approved, the question would read, "Do you support spending municipal funds, including commercial passenger vessel excise tax funds, to build a floating dock at the south end of the ore dock?" A new floating dock has been identified as a need by the municipality due to increased port traffic and the arrival of larger cruise ships that require more space for mooring. Last week, Skagway's Port Commission reviewed engineering designs and floating dock options. The municipality has been coordinating with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad on permitting for the project and soliciting designs for the dock. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.